Yeah, you already know it's your boy Ring Riches, aka Big Rich. You watching the You Heard Me podcast on G Nice TV. You already know how we coming, boo.
I'm living reckless, bitch. I got a death wish. You know I keep a chopper, boy. Bitch, I'm on some deck shit. Light him up, double back, then get the rest hit. Now that's how you send a message. You talk shit, your dead homies who you rest with. Tech bitch, AR, rip through doors in that vest shit. This young Reem, I'm at my best, bitch. These niggas' songs ain't fucking with my worst shit. I'm merc shit. Chalk him out, they haul him out like he moving. I be swagging bitches on.
I had a wet jumper, I'm a cold nigga, hit a soulmate all summer. Bitch, hit my phone, ask you for money, yeah, wrong number.
What's good, everybody? It's your boy, G-Murd. And y'all already know, you're watching another episode of the You Heard Me podcast. And today, I'm real excited because, you know, we got a special guest in the building. You know what I'm saying? Like, this dude, he's been around in the rap game for a few years now, and he's been making noise since. He's always found a way to stay relevant in the game, but man, and he got some shit coming too. And I'm excited to have him today on the podcast, Reem Riches.
Yeah, man, what's going on, man? What's the deal?
Appreciate you, man. So, you know what I'm saying? Before we got the cameras rolling, you was playing me some records. You was playing me some stuff. Yeah. You know, talk to the people, you know, what you've been up to.
I've just been working in the studio every day, every single day. Just trying to, I'm working on like four projects. I'm working on an EP with my boy Ali. You know what I'm saying? It's called Rich the Flair. I'm working on my solo shit, Big Rich.
You know what you're saying? So,
hella singles. Me and Man got an EP coming. So I've just been in the studio just trying to get ready.
Hell yeah. You just recently dropped Winning.
Yeah.
You know, a new single.
Yeah.
Go check that out. Stream that. It's on all platforms, correct? You know what I'm saying? So we gonna take it back a little bit, you know what I'm saying? For those who don't know you, we wanna let them know who you are, you know what I'm saying? Because you ain't just nobody, you know what I'm saying? You're somebody in this game. So, you know, for those who ain't familiar, you know, Reem has been a part of the come up of a few, you know, big acts such as Ty Dolla $ign, YG, DJ Mustard, and many more. You know, my first question is, what was it like in the beginning? You know, when you first started doing this shit, talk about what it was for you in the beginning, coming up with those guys and even just yourself as an independent artist.
Really, to be honest, at that time, we was really just having fun with it. You know what I'm saying? We was really taking it serious. Like, you know what I'm saying? We just had the equipment. We just had equipment. We was going to record, just having fun. Records start coming together and shit. Started making, you know what I'm saying? People started liking and shit. And we like, oh, okay.
Start getting attraction.
Yeah. It was organic. Everything was organic. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So, like, what was it like in the music scene at that time when you guys were coming up in LA?
I felt like it was more competitive back then. You know what I'm saying? I feel like now you can just say whatever, like, you know what I'm saying? You got a cadence, you got a high beat, like,
yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Put out a lot of shit, people don't fuck with it, but back then, niggas was getting took off songs, you know what I'm saying? Like,
people came harder and shit.
Yeah, like, it was a little bit more competitive.
So, like, you know, like, today, you see a lot of people in LA, they're collaborating more. And back in the day, it seemed like it was not too much of that, it was more so people was and it clicked, and that's what it was coming up with. Like, so yeah. Like at that time, what was it like?
Like I said, it was competitive. Like, you had to be, you know, spinning shit that was at the bar with niggas, you know what I'm saying? You going in there with, you know, TC's, Charlie Head, for me, you know what I'm saying? YG, Ty,
yeah,
you know, Joe Moses, like it was,
yeah.
The shit had to be A1.
So, how did Pusha T the label come about?
That's a story. Like, I come into that like once Mustard came into that story, you feel what I'm saying? So I'm like a, cause I really came into the game with Man, you feel me? I was being like Man, so you know what I'm saying? Mustard became YG's DJ, that's how I got introduced to YG and shit. And Pusha's, I guess, you know, it was PC. Ace, YG.
This podcast is sponsored by Get Your Mind Right Apparel. You know, shout out my boy Gary Waterfield, who's up today. You know, he got some of the gear on.
Yes, sir.
I got some of that thing on me. You know, the link to his information will be down in the description box. So please go take a look at his work. You know, you'll be very satisfied. Get Your Mind Right. So, back into the conversation on what was it like at that time of your career for yourself? What did you see yourself at that time, and what did you forecast for yourself at that moment?
I always just wanted to put my music out and just be heard. So it was like, I never really, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, I was in my situation, I just wanted to put my music out and be heard and work and go further and further with it. So.
Will you
that's
ever
always my mentality on the whole rap game and shit, you know?
Will you ever sign or you were always independent?
I was always independent.
Did you ever have
people thought I was signing YG and shit, I never signed. A lot of people thought I was signing myself, I never signed.
You definitely had labels knocking, huh?
Yeah, for sure.
So early on in your career, you know, we talked off camera about it as well, you know, DJ Charisma. You know, she's always hosted your mixtapes, and it seemed like she's always been showing you love since the beginning. Talk about that relationship and how that came about.
Charisma, that's just sis, man. Like, she always, like, reached out from the beginning. You feel me? When I was dropping songs early, when I was doing shit with YG and shit, so. When I first made my first mixtape, I wanted her to host it. You know, the DJ, she was cool hosting it.
Yeah.
After that, I kept doing multiple projects. I have her hosting, put it out. Yeah, in California, shout out to California. That's how we built our relationship.
As an independent artist, how important it is to keep these relationships with these people in the industry. You know, you talk about doing good business. Mm-hmm. You know, let them know why is it important to always show respect and also, you know, just keep the relationship going.
I just feel like genuinely you should just feel like that naturally. You know what I mean? That's how you know, keep everything positive and take steps forward. Like, you know what I'm saying? If you negative, I mean, you know what I'm saying? If you burning bridges, like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. If you burn that bridge, it's not gonna be there when you're trying to do something.
Yeah. You be stuck in one spot, or you want to just, you know, deteriorate yourself.
Facts. After being in the industry for this long, like, what is something you could tell a young artist that's coming up and is trying to figure it out?
Stay consistent. That's what I'm saying.
So when you got locked up, when you got out, that's just the same mindset you had, just. I'm gonna stay locked in going forward.
No, actually, for a second, I'm not even when I was locked up. I actually was like, fuck this shit. Then I didn't really care. Then I was talking to my boy. I was getting close to coming home and shit. He's like, man, what you finna do? Ooh. I'm like, man, fuck all that shit, bro. I'm about to finish. I'm like, I'm about to hustle and get some. You feel me?
Yeah, get some bread.
You know what I mean? Crazy, like, woo, woo, boom. That's when I came home and made the next round of rich and shit. And I'm like, all right, fuck it.
When you ain't wasting no time, because when you got out, you got right to it. You dropped a tape with Larry J, right?
Yeah.
Called Making All the Rich Hits.
Yeah.
So talk about how that came about and, you know, what was the process of that?
That came about through my boy Styles. Like I said, before I came home, he was telling me about a producer, Larry J. At the time, I had heard about him, but, you know, I ain't never worked with him or nothing like that, so. Like I said, I wasn't even on the rap shit, but he's like, bro, you gotta work with him, you gonna do your whole shit, bro, you gotta do it, you feel me? So when I came home, my boy had a studio session, he had him pull up, boom, we started working.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Every day, it was going crazy.
No, yeah, I heard the tape a few times, and it's hard.
Yeah,
and it definitely feels good, like I said, having you back in everyone's presence, you know, hearing your voice back out there, bro. It feels good. It's like West Coast, you feel me?
Yeah.
It's really how everybody who we listen to today, if they really know who they are, they'll know who you are.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? So, well, yeah, so you've been dropping visuals, you've been on features. You know, you've been doing your shit. Is Winning anticipating the album? Is that the single?
Yes. Yes, sir.
Okay, cool. You feel me? You feel me? I do this shit. Come on now, stop playing with me. Yeah. So what's your current status with like with Mustard and YG and them? You guys are gonna do a few records together going forward?
Like I say all the time. Everybody be busy and shit like that, you know what I'm saying? So, we always been an organic type of vibe, so when things come together, we're gonna make something historic.
I feel it. So, outside of music, you know, you're an entrepreneur, right? So, what are some business ventures that you got going on right now? And, you know, talk a little bit about that real quick.
Right now, I'm just in a merch. I'm trying to get a merch. That's why I've been. You know, support black owned business, clothing lines. You feel me? Everything I've been wearing, you go to my Instagram, I'm
gonna put
black owned shit.
That's what we wear right now. Get your mind right apparel, yeah. Black owned. Sure. Like I said, tap in, link in the description. Check it out.
Yeah.
But you like fashion.
Yeah.
And you wanna get into that. So like what inspired you to get into fashion and all that stuff?
I just always wanted to do fly, you feel me? So I just paid attention to like, you know, who were the dopest people putting shit on. You feel me?
Yeah. Would you say Kanye? Day. Like Kanye was one?
Yeah. I really more I look at like a fad. You feel me?
Fad, yeah.
That type of, you feel me? Meat, dirt.
So, you know, basically I already said what's to come, you know, album on the way, you know, I already, you know, got a little exclusive, you know, it's gonna be some shit on the way for real, you got pressure, so, well, once again, I want to say thank you, bro, for, you know, having me today. It means a lot, you know, like I said, man, we've been listening to you since we was youngest, and to be sitting here right next to you, bro, it's gonna mean a lot to me.
Yes, sir. Love.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Glad I could do that.
Appreciate it. Hey, so like I said, you watching the Hermie podcast, you want to catch this episode on seven different platforms, tune in to that. You want to watch the visual, check it out at G-19TV, all caps, on YouTube. You can follow me on Instagram at Gabriel_Murgo, and everything is in the link in the description. You want to shout out anything?
Yeah. Big Rich on the way coming soon. Bristol Flair on the way coming soon. Follow my Instagram, Ring Riches. You already know we're coming sad rich. Bah!
And get your mind right, merch. You already know. You did. You did.
Yeah, this young richest niggas know what's up. Ooh. This time around, me and Larry finna run it up. Hot shit, that block shit. Long 2-2-3s in the chopstick. I got 2 freaks fucking in the cockpit. They don't demon time me, I'm toxic. I ain't got a boost, bros afraid of me. If you ain't paying, you can't complain to me. And that president type of time I'm on. Bitches said rich and I'm young.